Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But first, let's talk about the second marriage.
I am very excited to talk about this, Sean. Now, fans listening, you may have thought we were talking about one RJ Choppy, for he has been married in the past, is now separated, and may be looking to
be divorced, right?
Divorced, my apologies.
Big difference.
And may now be looking to get back up on that horse.
F no.
But for me, I am approaching my third anniversary here in a little over a month, July 5th. And for those that aren't familiar with my wife, just to give you a little background story, she is a very spiritual person. Now, she is not extremely religious from a Christian standpoint. Her background is Buddhism, and she tends to lean a lot more towards that type of spirituality. You know, it seems like they leave a lot more things to the stars and the calendar, the year of the oyster, the year of the dog, whatever it is.
Like, does she mess with statues and stuff?
Yes, we have several in our home.
Oh.
Yeah, we have...
Is there really a year of the oyster?
No, not oysters. I was kidding. Rooster is a monkey, you know, lion, whatever it is. And so she believes in many of those things. And it's always been a conversation that we've had in the house about how we're going to raise our kids. I feel like we're going to expose them to both sides of it and let them make a decision about, you know, what they want their religion to be, what they believe in. But because of my wife's conviction, she has done several things in her own life to try to sway those tides. For example, my son, back in December, came down with RSV. It's a respiratory infection. Had to be taken to the emergency room. My wife, in a panic, offered and made the commitment that she would agree to be a vegan for a year if the spirits would grant my son the grace of being healed and getting over the RSV. So sure enough, he got over the RSV, and my wife has been a vegetarian for the last 6 months.
What?
And it will end on December 12th.
Wow.
Of this year. And I have that date circled on my calendar because that is the date we can go back to cooking for two in our home versus cooking two separate meals for one every other night. But.
And this even went back. I remember your wedding at like 9 in the morning or something because of this.
Yes, we had a wedding at 9 in the morning because that's what time of the day, based on the day that we are going to get married and our year signs. I was born in 1986. She was born in 1989. That was the time of day that it was determined that would be the most fruitful time, the most advantageous time to have a wedding. Meanwhile, for me, I'm like, you know, the best time to have a wedding is like right before you have the reception. That way people don't have to. Right. But either way, my wife has now come to a place where she is harping very heavily on a meeting she had more than 3 years ago, Sean. She went to a psychic in Baltimore, Maryland, if you can believe that. And she sat down for 2 hours to get a reading. And in that reading, she was told that she would be very happy in her marriage. She wanted to get some, I guess, precursors to what our marriage was going to be like. So she asked several questions about our marriage. She said, he's going to be very happy. He's going to be a great man. He's going to love you. But if you don't renew your vows within 3 years, you will be divorced and you will remarry again. He basically told her, you will have a second wedding ceremony at some point in your life. Now it's up to you whether or not that ceremony is with someone else or with the man you are about to marry. We are coming up on our three-year anniversary. She has been told that remarrying situation needs to take place before the third anniversary or our marriage is destined to fail. Now, for me, I'm not, to me, this almost falls along the line of superstition rather than religion. And I don't mean to be dismissive of my wife's beliefs because I'm not dismissive of her beliefs. But at the same time, I'm like, well, you know, how is doing that really going to change the future for us one way or the other? You know, just because we go get remarried, it doesn't necessarily mean we're not going to ever fight again. And if we are both committed in our time right now to each other, then why wouldn't we be committed 5 years from now? But she continues to harp on this, and now I am in a time crunch because I have got about 4 weeks, 5 weeks, until that dreaded date hits.
So you're going to do it? You're going to redo your vows?
I haven't scheduled it. I haven't set it up. I don't even know how we could redo our vows because I basically old-schooled it. I mean, I Will Ferrell'd that thing in Crossfire. Like, I don't even know what I said. Was it good?
Well, it was good. You read it in her native tongue.
Well, that was different.
Yeah, that was different. That wasn't the vows.
That was different.
That was the post-wedding reception.
Toast.
When he got up there and I don't know what he was saying.
Fa mot lun nu con sing gam on O tang va mea kok.
I don't know what you're saying.
Such a comedian. He did not invite us to the ceremony.
Well, I appreciated that because I didn't want to go that early.
This wasn't this. You were invited to this. This was the reception.
No, I know.
No, the morning ceremony. One.
Yeah,
the morning. I appreciated that. I didn't want to go that early anyway.
Y'all wouldn't have shown up.
I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wedding was at 10 a.m. You wanted to show up to that?
I went to an 11 a.m. one this past weekend.
Okay, okay. Don't lie to me. Don't look right in my face and lie to me. Either way, I'm now in the precarious position of, and it's, again, my wife's beliefs have not ever really affected me in any way. She wants to become vegetarian. Okay, that'll affect me in terms, but it's not going to change the way I eat. I'm not going vegetarian with her. I'm not going down these roads, but here we are in a situation where I feel as if I'm obligated to do it, even though I don't necessarily want to, because to me, it's just like,
hey, so what's she going to do? Is she going to set up another ceremony? Do you have to get a priest? What's entailed?
Well, that was her plan. To get another priest and do an ordained minister, stand up with them again. And I was like, don't you think that's kind of overboard, overdoing it? That'll cost us a lot too. So she's backed off of that to say that we could do it at her church with just a Buddhist monk and he could kind of bless the two of us. But I feel obligated to get this done. Because
she will believe that you will be cursed. She'll
and it will be a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're exactly right. Like, if it's stuck in her head that we didn't do this, it will always be screaming in the back of her head every time we have a little bit of a tiff that, oh, this isn't the man I'm supposed to be with now that we didn't have our marriage renewal after 3 years. I don't know. I must be the only guy dealing with this stuff. I'm sure I am one of the few, because how many would put themselves in this situation to begin with? And I love my wife, would do anything for her, which is why I'm inclined to go ahead and go through with this.
Ooh. I would think, and I'm sure Sean is here with me, you have to prove to her that her past superstitions had nothing to do with the outcomes. So you have to find an article that says that RSV never goes away. Therefore, it lasts for, you always have that trait in you. So she had nothing to do with it, with the baby getting rid of it, or that it was going to go away anyway, and it didn't matter. You got to find some.
But the problem is, and you know what? I've listened to she has a recording of it that she sat down with this soothsayer, as I like to say. And there are several things that he has gotten, that he got wrong, that I can point to and say, his prediction here, he was wrong. He was wrong, but it's all open to interpretation, right?
Right.
It's all open to interpretation.
All these psychics.
They say it very vaguely, so you're not sure exactly what it's going to be.
Look, let me just make it simple for you. Just do it. It's going to be 2 hours. The only problem in all this is whatever the cost is going to be. Make it cheap. It's going to be 2 hours out of your life. It's not worth the nagging and the whatever's going on upstairs in her head, making it her believe that the marriage is going to end. We always say this to everyone else. You knew what you signed up for. You knew she had these quirks. You knew she had these beliefs. You knew that a Chinese food menu was going to influence the rest of your marriage.
Gongai that nut.
Until it was over. So suck it up and just deal with it. Just don't let it get out of control and overboard, because then you're going to start fighting. And with every argument, she's going to refer back to this crook in Baltimore who sat there and took your money for 2 hours with all these predictions. Suck it up, be done with it, and that's it.
Does it have to be a Buddhist monk priest?
No, it doesn't. I mean,
so in 20 minutes, I could be qualified. I can go online. I can get a certificate.
I was going to say, I don't know if my wife would agree to you.
How about the Buddhist monk friend who was running?
How about KT? KT will do it. He's got nothing to do.
All right.
Corey Majors just tweeted, dude, I performed a number of ceremonies for weddings and vow renewals. I'll do it for you in a pinch.
There you go.
There you go.
There's my guy, Corey. A couple fan texts are suggesting that I should just take myself to a reading and get them and whatever they say to oppose whatever her soothsayer was.
That wouldn't be pure.
Would not be pure.
You know, that wouldn't be the true word of the gods or whoever's talking to these people taking your money. You're going to do it. We know you're going to do it. Just suck it up and do it.
It's just another weekend that I got to worry about. You know, I got so many full weekends this summer. I was looking forward to taking some time off and relaxing on the weekend.
You're not even doing shows anyway anymore. You quit Fan Jam.
I know. You're good. And guess what? What I'm doing instead? I drove to Paris, Texas last weekend for some other woman's, not first, second baby shower.
Oh, that's
and
a
I
big
sat
faux
there
pas.
Watching oh, them for their second. Yeah, nope. Second baby shower. You know why they had a second one? Because they sold all their stuff from the first one. Because
nope.
They didn't think they were going to have a second kid. And then they begged all of us to go reimburse them.
You get one. You get one baby shower.
You get one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.